When exactly was the beginning of the blues? Certainly the blues as a musical form began long before the first recordings were ever made. The blues began as field hollers, shouts, and penitentiary songs. And it's not hard to imagine the early slaves bemoaning the loss of their freedom and separation from their homeland. The term blues was a common American word long before the birth of the music itself. The word can be traced back to Elizabethan English. To say I've got the blues in the 1830s and 1840s meant to be bored. But by the 1860s, the term came to mean unhappiness. The first title to utilize the word blues was written by a young violinist named Hart Wann from Oklahoma City. The title of the song was The Dallas Blues and was published in 1912. Columbia and Victor, along with Edison, were actually first in the field to make blues records, and there are many titles available from as early as 1914. Today, Blue Power goes back to the beginnings of recorded blues. We are utilizing a collection called Full Spectrum Blues. This is a rather old set which I acquired during the mid-90s while at Cashbox Magazine. Many of these cuts were originally Paramount recordings, so the quality is far from great. Let's start with Bessie Smith and the St. Louis Blues. The fabulous Miss Bessie Smith. You know, that's W.C. Handy's composition, St. Louis Blues, and her version, which was on Columbia, happens to be one of the finest recordings of that made, and that was done in the 1920s. You can hear the caliber of the recording equipment for sure. Now, Bessie Smith was a rough, crude, and violent woman. She was also the greatest of the classic blues singers of the 1920s. Bessie started out as a street musician in Chattanooga, Tennessee. In 1912, Bessie joined a traveling show as a dancer and singer. The show featured Ma and Pa Rainey, and Smith developed a friendship with Ma. Ma Rainey was Bessie's mentor, and she stayed with her show until 1915. Now we're going to have a tune called The Boll Weevil Blues by Bessie Smith's mentor, Ma Rainey. Man alive, we can hardly hear through the scratches, but at least we can hear through the scratches. You know what I mean? Paramount Records did not make excellent quality product, unfortunately. But Ma Rainey stands alone. She was something else. You know, in the 20s, Rainey was a solo star of the TOBA vaudeville circuit. And it wasn't until around 1923 that Ma Rainey signed a recording contract with Paramount. She was billed as the mother of the blues, which wasn't far off the mark. Few historians can point to any real blues singers before Ma Rainey. She ended up recording 100 songs between 1923 and 1928 on Paramount Records. Our next artist is a lady named Sippy Wallace. We'll tell you all about her at the end of the song. But the song is kind of gray. It's called I'm a Mighty Tight Woman.
To ask if you ain't got can't you think so good? Tell you we'll smile it, I won't hate.
I'm a mighty tight woman, and there is nothing that I feel. Miss Simpy Wallace. Simpy Wallace was born in 1898 and was a respected blues singer in Texas before she arrived in Chicago in 1923. Her voice had a rough-hewn quality that suggested an affinity with Lone Star State country bluesmen, and she used it, along with her incisive lyrics, to sell a great number of records on OK in the 1920s. I'm a Mighty Tight Woman from early in 1929 was a deserved hit. Her singing bespeaks a strong black woman who knows how to balance sultry impulses with suggestions of innocence. After 1929, Wallace lived in Detroit and devoted her musical energies to the Baptist Church. But she did take up the blues again in the 1960s, appearing at folk concerts and recording with Victoria Spivey. She went on to befriend rock star Bonnie Raitt and make the Grammy-nominated Sippy album in 1983. Howdy, everybody. This is John Reese at BluePower.com. I'd like to tell you about a brand new feature of Blue Power, our company store. There you can purchase as a download video guitar basic lessons taught by my son, Brian Reese. These lessons are the building blocks of learning how to play the guitar, highlighting the proper fingering for all the basic chords, along with everything you'll need to know to start playing the guitar today. We know you'll find Brian's love for teaching an inspiration, and promise that if you stick with it, you'll be playing the guitar the way you always dreamed you could. So be sure to visit our store and check out Guitar Basics with Brian Reese. You'll be glad you did. You certainly will be glad you did. Check out my boy, Brian. He's got some great guitar lessons up there. Makes it real easy for you to learn how to play the guitar. And I can't begin to tell you how important that has been in my life. Playing the guitar has saved me over and over again. Now, I mentioned earlier about TOBA, and that TOBA stood for Theater Owners Bookers Association. And it was the vaudeville circuit for African-American performers in the 1920s and 30s. The theaters all had white owners and collaborated in booking jazz, blues, comedians, and other performers for black audiences. The organization started in 1909 with 31 theaters and had more than 100 theaters at its peak in the 1920s. Of course, the black performers called it tough on black artists. You probably can understand why. And now, the lady we mentioned earlier, Miss Victoria Spivey. Bad song called TB Blues.
Too late, too late.
The amazing Victoria Spivey. Born in 1908, Ms. Spivey got her start in the music business at age 12 when she began playing piano in a movie theater in Houston, Texas. From there, she expanded her musical career to playing in saloons and whorehouses. She was a big fan of the blues singer Ida Cox and modeled her own career after Cox's. In 1926, at the age of 20, she traveled to St. Louis, where OK Records was on a field trip looking for new acts to record. She recorded her own songs, Black Snake Blues and Dirty Woman Blues, which became a best-selling record. Now, I mentioned that she modeled her career after this next lady we're going to play, Miss Ida Cox, and it's called Coffin Blues.
Daddy, oh, Daddy, won't you answer me, please? Daddy, oh, Daddy, won't you answer me, please? All day I stood by your coffin, trying to give my poor heart ease. I rub my hands over your head and whispered in your ear. I rub my hands over your head and whispered in your ear. And I wonder if you that your mama's name. bad to tell the man I love goodbye.
Miss Ida Cox be singing about undertakers and all that stuff. Man, that's cold. That's cold-blooded. Coffin Blues, Miss Ida Cox. A big star in the 20s and 30s. Ida Cox sang in church choirs as a child in Chicago. She ran away from home in 1910 when she was a teenager and performed in minstrel and tent shows as a comedian and singer. Now, sometime during this period, she married a performer named Alder Cox. Ida worked her way into vaudeville and eventually became a headliner. She toured the country throughout the teens and the 1920s, sometimes singing with jazz greats like Jelly Roll Morton and King Oliver at the Plantation Cafe in Chicago. In 1923, she began her recording career with the Paramount label, who billed her as the uncrowned Queen of the Blues. Miss Ida Cox, she's something else. And now, Texas Moaner Blues, Miss Alberta Hunter, one of the fabulous vaudeville ladies.
I was born in Texas, but I didn't stay. I was born in Texas, but I didn't stay.
That was Ms. Alberta Hunter and Texas Moaner Blues. The girl not sure knows what she's talking about, I would say. This is John Reese at BluePower.com, thanking you very, very much for tuning in to this section of In the Beginning, the Vaudeville Years. Had some great ladies on today, and I would like to thank RedHotJazz.com for going to their site to pull off some of the interesting facts about these amazing performers. Tune us in a couple days, and we'll have another section of In the Beginning, because we're having a great time doing this. And remember, take care of yourselves. Take care of your brothers and sisters. love your neighbors, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.